when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
It was a most convenient dawn. I found $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door.
Well, if you're unfortunate enough to be caught in a March shower, I hope you will duck into Broadway to Main Street for a good old 54 minutes. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIWFM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, indelible, inimitable NPR station. Well, that lovely song was sung by Barbara Streisand, as you probably guessed, who loves singing songs from the 1930s. And in this case, it was a double, perhaps a triple package, because she was singing as Fanny Brice in the film Funny Lady, a song written by Billy Rose, who was Fanny Brice's second, maybe third husband. She may have had a husband way, way back. Anyway, at any rate, we're talking today about great songs of the Depression of the early 1930s. Our show today is called We're in the Money. And it's not just looking at songs from the 30s, from stage and from film, but reinterpretations by later generations of artists. And the reason I'm intrigued by this is obviously we're in complex and difficult times. Somewhat financially too, of course. And these songs that came after the stock market crash on October 25th, 1929 showed how Broadway, Tin Pan Alley, and Hollywood managed to find these ideas about success, money, love, optimism, all wrapped up into this wonderful matrix of escapism, entertainment, and engagement, a really marvelous time in American pop culture where the music sent us to a different, hopefully better place. So we will look through all those, some wonderful, wonderful songs, most of which came from the Broadway stage, but certainly all of which were written by impressive songwriters of the period. Well, let us go back to one of the songs that's actually from the period. It's the only one we'll really hear, although I think it was re-recorded in the 1940s by Eddie Cantor, who was, you know, probably along with Jolson, the great voice of optimism in the Depression. And here he is singing a song called Now's the Time to Fall in Love.
Heard a sermon, what a sermon, preached by Parson Brown. Tell it to ya, tell it to ya. Told each mister, told each sister, time to settle down. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper. Now's the time to fall in love. Why, the butcher, the baker, the old candlestick maker gave their price a downward shove. Grab yourself someone to fry your eggs and bacon. She can live just like a queen on what you're making. You'll find it sunshine or trouble, you're better off doubtful. Now's the time to fall in love. Much cheaper, movie seats are much cheaper. Now's the time to fall in love. A talkie seemed tender to make her surrender. You should take advantage of. When the pictures overtake her where it's quiet, just remember what the hero did and try it. You're not a Coleman or Gable, but do what you're able. Now's the time to fall in love. Potatoes are dearer, tomatoes are dearer, but what's that got to do with love? As long as you've got a shoulder to hold her, she'll know what you're thinking of. If you've tried out every trick you know to win her, don't you worry about the cost of any dinner. Love may not be nutritious, but boy, it's delicious. Now's the time to fall in love.
There is a ship that sails the sea for little folk like you and me. It carries all our dreams, our little hopes and schemes. I got a ship that sailed away. It's coming home someday. I'll have a golden castle, grand and tall, with 18 butlers standing in the hall, and Walter Disney paintings on the wall when my ship comes in. I'll leave the choice of autos up to you, and if you think a big Rolls Royce will do, I think I'll play it safe and order to when my ship comes in. I'll buy Barnum and Bailey and move them right next door. They'll give two performances daily for the kids who never saw a show before. Golden chairs, we'll sip our tea for two. I'll have Paul Whiteman here to play for you. I'll have Bing Crosby singing boo, boo, boo when my ship comes in.
We're bound to have our ups and downs. There will be days when fortune frowns. But if we wait a while, the world will wear a smile. Until the good things come along, I'll sing myself this song. I'll buy out every ice cream factory, so all the kids can come and get it free. And I'll throw all the spinach in the sea when my ship comes in. public schools in sight. And all day long I'll have them closed up tight. But they'll be used as picture shows at night when my ship comes in. I'll have suits made to measure. In fact, I'll buy a store. And can you imagine the pleasure wearing shoes that no one ever wore before? I'll phone to each department store and say, call up your Santa Claus and raise his pay. And tell him we'll have Christmas every day when my ship comes in.
And tell him we'll have Christmas every day
when our ship comes in.
Well, my ship comes in every time I hear Mary Claire Harron and Richard Rodney Bennett on the piano. What a wonderful duo. They sing so much marvelous work from this particular period. And that was another Eddie Cantor song written for the 1934 film Kid Millions by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson, who had done a bunch of Broadway stuff and wrote material for Eddie Cantor like no one's business. Well, among the teams that were so successful during the Depression were Rodgers and Hart. They had ascendant star power from 1925 with their song Manhattan till 1931 when they went to Hollywood. And here's a song. It's one of my favorite songs from the Depression. Sums up everything from a show they wrote called America's Sweetheart before they went to Hollywood. And here is the wonderful Jerry Southern to sing I've Got $5.
$5, 85 relations, two lace combinations, they belong to you. Two coats with collars, Ma and Grandma wore 'em, all the moths adore 'em, they belong to you. I've got two lips that care for mating, therefore waiting will not do. Take my $5, take my coats and collars, take my heart that hollers, everything I've got belongs to you.
Coffee tastes like wine. You happy hobos, sing hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Why work away for wealth when you can travel for your health? It's spring, you hobos, sing hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Your home is always near, the moon's your chandelier, your ceiling is the sky, way up high. The road is your estate, the earth your little dinner plate. It's spring, you hobos sing hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Rockefeller's busy giving dough away, Chevrolet is busy making cars, hobo you keep busy when they throw away slightly used cigars. Hobo, you've no time to shirk, you're busy keeping far away from work. The weather's getting fine, the coffee tastes like wine. You happy hobos sing hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Why work away for wealth when you can travel for your health? It's spring, you hobos sing hallelujah, I'm a bum again. The moon's your chandelier, your hope is always here, your ceiling is the sky, way up high.
That was Bobby Short singing the title number to the Rodgers and Hart film, Hallelujah, I'm a Bum, starring Al Jolson, about a hobo who lives in Central Park. What a wonderful song about the Depression and the various people who try to hold on to some kind of optimism in spite of, in the face of financial calamity. Well, in researching this show, we're called In the Money Today, Great Songs from the Depression, Reinterpreted by Another Generation. I came across a song called In a Shanty in Old Shantytown, song I should have known. I mean, of course, there were actual shanty towns in Manhattan during the Depression. They were called Hoovervilles. They were shacks along the Hudson River, and quite dire. But again, the songwriters of this period managed to spin gold out of dross. And here is a version that just knocks me out. Doris Day, earlier on in her career, backed up by the Buddy Cole Quartet. And you'll hear some fantastic piano playing by Buddy Cole on this number.
It's only a shanty in old shanty. Town. The roof is so slanty, it touches the ground. But my tumble-down shack by the old railroad track, like a millionaire's mansion, is calling me back. I'd give up a palace if I it's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown in a shanty in old shanty town.
I'd give up a palace if I
a queen waiting there with a silvery crown in a shanty in old shanty town.
Just around the corner, there's a rainbow in the sky. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Trouble's just a bubble, and the clouds will soon roll by. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Let a smile be your umbrella, for it's just an April shower. Even John D. Rockefeller is a-looking for the silver lining. Mr. Herbert Hoover says that now's the time to buy. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Just around the corner, there's a rainbow in the sky. Trouble's just a bubble, and the clouds will soon roll by. Let a smile be your umbrella, for it's just an April shower. Even John D. Rockefeller is looking for the silver lining. Mr. Herbert Hoover says that now's the time to buy. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie.
Well, how could we possibly have a retrospective of great songs about the Depression without including Irving Berlin? That was his Let's Have Another Cup of Coffee from the musical, 1932 musical Face the Music. And that was Burl Ives. Yes, Burl Ives, your friendly snowman from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and many, many, many other things, singing such a terrific version of that, you know, keystone Depression anthem. Well done. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WLIW-FM. And today we're looking at songs from the Depression that wrap up money and love and forward thinking and recorded, however, not 30s renditions, but recorded by artists of another generation. Here is Teddy King, a great cabaret singer from the 50s and 60s, singing a wonderful song from a 1930 film. I think it's called High Society Blues, maybe? It's called I'm in the Market for You, and what a typical song of the Depression.
I might as well confess it. You've got me in your spell, and you don't have to guess it. I kinda think you're swell. Don't wanna see a doctor, but someone I must tell. I'll have to see my broker, find out what he can do, 'cause I'm in the market for you. There won't be any joker, with margin I'm all through, 'cause I want you outright, it's true. You're going up, up, up in my estimation. I want 1,000 shares of your caresses too. We'll count the hugs and kisses when dividends are due, 'cause I'm in the market for you. Tells me it's due. You're going up, up, up in my estimation. But many wiser heads have been mistaken too. You've got me in a corner. Now show me what to do, 'cause I'm in the market for you.
Cherry, don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating, it's the berries. The strongest hope must fall. The sweet things in life to you are just lonely. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all. We'll be right back. Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. Keep repeating, it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loan. So how can you lose what you never own? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh at it. You don't know the half of it. Live and laugh at it all. Life's too mysterious. Don't take it serious. Live and laugh at it all.
What a wonderful singer with that big band. Anyone want to guess who that was? No? Hands in the back? That was Tony Tennille. Yes, the same Tony Tennille of The Captain and Tennille. She recorded a wonderful big band album. She's got a great, great interpretive set of pipes, in my opinion. That song was Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries. It was introduced in 1931 by Ethel Merman in the George White Scandals, and it was written by Brown, De Silva, and Henderson, who were the most successful songwriting team of the 1920s. Yes, that's true. So much so that Ira Gershwin's mother said, why can't you write hits like Brown, De Silva, and Henderson? Well, let us hear a Ira Gershwin hit. And what a good moment to recognize once again the great support we get from the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund here on our program, Broadway to Main Street. This comes from the first great musical of the Depression, Of Thee I Sing, by George and Ira Gershwin. And here is the wonderful Tony Bennett to ask us, who cares what banks fail in Yonkers? Well, you'll hear the rest.
Let it rain and thunder. Let a million firms go under. I am not concerned with stocks and bonds that I've been burned with. I love you and you love me, and that's how it will always be, and nothing else could ever mean a thing. Who cares what the public chatters? Love's the only thing that matters. Who cares if the sun fails to shine from above? Who cares what banks fail in Yonkers? As long as you've got a kiss that conquers, why should I care? Life is one long jubilee, as long as I care for you, and you really care for me. Mike Renzi at the piano. Fabulous.
back a long, long time ago, a million years BC. All the best things in this life were absolutely free, but no one appreciated a sky that was always blue, and no one anticipated a moon that was always new. So it was planned that they would vanish now and then, and we must pay before we get them back again. That's what storms were made for. You shouldn't be afraid for. Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven, baby? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Make sure that your umbrella is upside down, will you? Trade it for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, but you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and for me. And oh, penny from heaven. Pennies from heaven. You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Sure that your umbrella is upside down, won't you? Trade it for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, child, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and for me. Pennies from heaven.
Did that singer sound familiar? Should do. That was James Taylor, his American Standard album, singing Pennies from Heaven, the Johnny Burke, Arthur Johnston song that, again, came a little later, I think at 36, and Crosby sang it. But again, it has that Depression era tapestry of optimism, money, and love. Well, I would say the great balladeers of Hollywood in the Depression were, of course, Harry Warren and Al Dubin, who wrote all those Busby Berkeley movies for Warner Brothers, 42nd Street, Gold Diggers of 33, and Dames, so on and so forth. Here is Bernadette Peters. We always love to hear Bernadette Peters. She's Broadway all the way, from a Carnegie Hall concert, singing a song introduced by Ginger Rogers in Gold Diggers of 1933. It's called the Gold Diggers Song, or our title today, We're in the Money.
We're in the money, we're in the money. We got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money, the skies are sunny. All man depression, you are through, you've done us wrong. You never see a headline about a bread line today. And when you see the landlord, you can look that guy right in the eye. Oh, we're in the money, come on my honey. Let's spend it, lend it, send it, rolling along. The silver dollar has returned to the fold. With silver you can turn your dreams to gold. And now, in pig Latin, here we in the anime. Here we in the anime. Here we aqua in the aqua. It's a dit, get it, gay, you walk, gay, gay, a long way old. Here we in the anime. Everybody! Only any, she's for your. Fail. pennies from heaven. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you.
That was Susanna McCorkle singing another Warren Dubin classic, Remember My Forgotten Man, which was this incredibly stark number about all the men who were left unemployed but who had served their country so terribly well during World War I. Quite an astonishing number. Well, we started with Barbra Streisand singing a Depression anthem from the film Funny Lady. Here's a song that she reintroduced. It was written, I think, it was recorded, I believe, by George Olson, great band leader the day that the stock market crashed in 1929, but it became obviously Franklin Roosevelt's anthem. And in her way, as she did, as you do, she reinterpreted this number, 33 years later, for an entirely different effect. She recorded a fairly recent version, which is so depressing. You want to take Xanax with it. But here is the 1963 Barbra Streisand recording of Happy Days Are Here Again.
Go long, bad times. We are rid of you at last. Howdy, gay times. Cloudy, gray times. You are now a thing.
We're coming to the finish line here on our We're in the Money show today here on Broadway to Main Street. And if there's one Depression anthem, it is Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? Written by Jay Gorney, wrote the music, and the lyrics were by E.Y. Yip Harburg, a great Broadway and Hollywood writer, one of the, you know, very, very greats. And this was actually introduced in a Broadway musical called Americana, 1932. And many versions we can do, but we're sticking with contemporary versions and who to act and sing and embrace it better than the one, the only, Mandy Patinkin. So you can call me Al, you can call me Larry, you can call me anytime. But thank you for joining Broadway to Main Street and our show about great songs of the Depression.
To tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right there on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and line. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodly-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell. I was the kid with the drum. Say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Buddy, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee diddly dum. Half a million boots went slagging through hell. I was the kid with the drum. Say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Buddy, can you spare a
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing.